Interstellar Communications with Vivian Chavette, Episode 71 of the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast, Live Edition.
Welcome to the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast, where we explore the unexplained and mysterious phenomena that have occurred throughout the state of Michigan and beyond.
From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, we delve deep into the stories, the evidence, and the theories behind these strange events.
We are your hosts. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Wayne.
We are an educator duo that, after an encounter with a triangular UFO in 2018 in Michigan, we decided to investigate UFOs and the paranormal. In this podcast, we will be speaking with eyewitnesses, experts, and researchers to uncover the truth about some of the most intriguing cases of paranormal activity in and around Michigan.
Our goal is not to convince anyone of the existence of these phenomena, but rather to provide a platform for discussion and exploration. So, buckle up and join us on this journey down the paranormal rabbit hole.
On an escalator.
All right. Hello, everyone. Hopefully everybody is doing well out there, and welcome to another episode of the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters Podcast. Today is Saturday, the 4th of November, 2023. And while I am finally done with the pure Michigan sinus infection, it's now Michelle's turn. So she will not be joining except via the chat room today. So you may see her in the chat, but you won't be hearing her or seeing her on the live show tonight. So as Tabin in chat has said, tis the season. So I'll be flying solo for most of the show tonight. So make sure you grab your favorite drink and get comfortable as we get ready to go on a wild ride tonight and bring on our guest for this episode, Vivian Chavette. So, while we don't have Vivian for long tonight, I'm going to keep the intros very quick. So we are currently streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and X, formerly known as Twitter. But we're also on just about every major podcasting platform, such as iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, Audible, and many others. So if you are listening to the show on one of these platforms, please don't forget to give us a rating and a review, as it helps the algorithm to recommend this show to new listeners. So I'm going to quickly do some hellos in the chat room before we get started. And I want to let you guys know that we really appreciate you coming on to the show tonight. So I see we have Janice in the chat. We got Straw Dog One. We got Tabin. Let's see, who else do we have here? Going through the chats here right now. Michelle's in the chat, so there's Friends with Monsters from up north. So thank you for joining us. And for everybody else who's watching, just once again, want to thank you very much for joining us tonight and listening to us later as a podcast as well. So thank you. If you would like to support the show, you can do so via Super Chat, Super Stickers, and become a YouTube member. You can find all of the links below in the show description. However, one of the best ways you can support our show is to like, share, and subscribe. And please don't forget to leave a comment below. Also, if you do have a story that you would like to tell and you want us to tell it for you and put it in one of our listener communications shows, just send that over to mi.ufo.podcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, and we like getting all of the emails when we discuss these things, and it makes for very interesting shows. Also, a couple quick shout outs to our Patreon members. We got Tabin R, who's in chat, Hava H, and Lisa B. But we also have to give special thanks to our YouTube members. We got Jeanette Angel, we got Dorothy Hawkins, Ghost Dragon ZW, Girl in the Desert, and Diane Boss. Thank you for your support. It's great having you guys all with us and helping us with the podcast. It's it really helps Michelle and I a lot and keeps us going and letting us know what you guys want to hear and what kind of guest you want us to bring on. So for right now, everybody, we're going to go ahead and get things going. So let's jump right into this and bring on our guest for this episode. She is an Arcturian frequency healer, intergalactic channel, podcast producer and host, and author of, now get ready for this, Wisdom of the Silver Sisters, Guiding Grace. It's a series of books. So we have Guiding Grace, book one. Then we have Golden Wisdom of Love, Legends, and Legacies. That's Guiding Grace series, volume two. And then one that I'm very much interested in is the Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, the ultimate guide to grays, reptilians, hybrids, and Nordics. So let's give a nice warm welcome, since it's nasty here in Michigan, to Vivian Chauvet. Hi, Vivian.
Hello, Wayne. Thank you so much for having me. Hello, Michelle. I'm sending you lots of healing light.
She's wonderful to be with everyone. Talking away on chat. So she says hello and thank you for joining us.
Of course.
So, all right. So since we only have you for a short amount of time, I do want to just jump right into this. And I will put links below to your books and your website in the show description. But can you tell our audience a bit about your background and how you ended up where you are today within this UFO paranormal type of community?
Well, thank you, Wayne. Absolutely. So listening to the introduction of the show, I'm really like all of the above. I'm the expert. I represent the paranormal. I represent everything because by definition, I am truly an Arcturian being in a human hybrid form. So when we talk about paranormal, for us, it's normal. When you talk about supernatural, for us, it's just a new next level of evolution. And we talk about UFO sighting, for us, it's simply the natural occurrences of the intergalactic and the interstellar communities. So I love to bridge all of this together so we can demystify, you know, an encounter, a sighting, an experience, and to really blend into more and normalize new form of reality. So think of me as an emissary, as a bridge, and also as someone you can physically more relate to, because this is exactly why I am in this physical form. So you can easier to talk to me, as opposed to if I were to come in my natural form, at least 15 feet tall, very lanky, tall, more ethereal, no hair, larger eyes, with beautiful, profound love, very ET features. And I said, Wayne and Michelle, can I get on your show tonight? Well, you may be excited about it, but your audience may not be fully ready to see a 15 feet tall being on the show. So this is why I chose this humanized form. It's easier to talk with all of you.
Excellent. Now, I know somebody who has a show and they talk about star seeds. And I noticed a little bit about that in your background. Can you kind of fill us in on what is meant by someone who says they are a star seed, or what that means in general?
Indeed, that's a great question. So by definition, again, we want to provide an intergalactic perspective. A star seed is recognized as a soul emanation or a soul spark that has come back from different other civilizations, whether it's a different planet, a different galaxy, a different star system, constellation. For example, there's a multitude of star seeds from Sirius. So they come here and they embody a human form. They usually, you know, the body is the product of the union of two humans, and the soul enter the body. And so by definition, on a magical level, they're considered as human, but at the soul level, they're truly starseed. They are truly representatives throughout a multitude of very vast intergalactic communities. And they have come back to bring certain frequencies to really support the Earth ascension, to be able to bring humanity to the next level of conscious evolution. And understanding that what you're seeing in your sky is oftentimes these groups who have been around for thousands of years It's just that on this point of where human beings are overall, you're starting to become more in vibrational alignment with these natural phenomena, like the triangular disc that you saw in 2018. You know, at that time, both of you were in vibrational alignment. There's a conjunction of consciousness that took place for you to be able to be even aware of that object. There are objects in the sky constantly. It's just we get so caught up with life here and busy. And so we retracted our senses to a more 3D way. So we're no longer in the same coexistence field. So for these star seed, there's always been a deep, clear knowingness within themselves at a young age. And they're not from this earth. They know that earth is not technically their home base, but they have returned with a great purpose, a sense of soul mission, a sense of I'm here for a grand design. And the starseed, if you're one of them, you know what I speak of. And it's beautiful. It's just becoming much more accepted and also much more on the open than it was even 10 years ago.
That's very interesting. Now, is there a way that people can change their vibration, their frequency to be able to see these things more? I know there's like CE5 and I hear both sides of the argument that it works or it doesn't. And, you know, things like that. I've never tried it myself, but when you brought up that idea of vibrational frequencies, Michelle and I had to have gone through to be able to be put in that consciousness realm to see that craft that we saw that night.
That's another good point, Wayne, is the thing is about CE5, for example, which I'm very familiar with, they're tools. Whether it's that form of approach to CE5, which engage more into higher consciousness, which engage you to be more present, more attuned to understand. So this is no longer about looking at the craft per se, or the object, or the round disc. The invitation is to connect with the occupants, connect with the consciousness behind that disc, behind that triangular object, or behind that movement in the sky. This is where it's really moving into. So what I'm getting really much so for you and Michelle is that you knew it was part of your soul design, it was part of your path, that at some point an event would put a conjunction on your journey that will create a diversion and start to open something on the conscious field to go, wait a minute, this is what's given to us. We know what we saw. We know what we felt. We were together, we saw it. And so now we're going to recreate another aspect in our journey called a paranormal encounter podcast and UFO sightings, where you are opening the field of awareness, recognition, validation for those who already have genuine encounters, a voice, a place to be recognized. And this is why we call it interstellar communication, in the sense that it's no longer something out of the ordinary or something that is, you know, to be afraid of. It's becoming more and more normal. It's becoming into part of the new reality that we are co-creating together. And I love that you follow that intuition and that presence, that gift that you received that day to create this podcast, which brought us together today and the many guests you brought. So you're helping, you and Michelle, you're helping tremendously the awakening of a natural phenomenon. Why? Because think about it. Look at the diversity of planet, constellation, galaxies, and the multiverse. You're helping to understand that the Earth has always been part of a very large community. As above, so below. So look at the diversity of life on one planet. This Earth, Mother Gaia, is incredibly diversified with life. Insect, people, cat, like my cat was meowing so loud in the background. I don't know if you can hear her.
But you, now, can you look may at end it. Up hearing ours at some point too. We're about to get all fired up for the evening.
Exactly. Thank you for understanding. But if you look at the diversity of life here, it's truly an invitation, a reflection of the diversity of life that coexists with you and have been coexisting with you for thousands and thousands of years. But now that we're shifting collectively on the planet into the recognition of starseed, understanding hybrids, understanding UFO sighting, paranormal encounters, dimensional beings, you're starting to shift out of a linear way of perceiving life and reality and yourself, and start to move into a more multidimensional aspect of recognizing that, hey, they're coexisting with us because we are part of each other. And that's the beauty of it. I don't know if that makes sense, but I can feel the invitation behind it.
Yeah, you know, I think you're exactly right, because, you know, you always hear about people generally will have a sighting on their own. It will be kind of a personal experience, and that's kind of it. And then Michelle and I had our experience, and we thought about it. And really, when we started this podcast, and what the whole idea was, is that if two educated school teachers, one being a science teacher, myself, and Michelle being an English teacher, you know, if we can have this experience and see something like this, then, and we absolutely know what we saw. I mean, we don't know what it was, but we know that it was there, whatever it was. If we can have that experience, then anybody can have that experience. And so what we decided to do was, like you said, we wanted to give people a voice if they wanted to talk about it, share their experience, make a record of it, help us by helping them. And it really was one of those types of conversations that we had about helping people get some of this stuff off of their chest, that they feel like they could talk about it and get it out there. So, yeah, I really appreciate you saying that, because that was really what we were, you know, what we were really trying to do with this, and bring on different voices like yourself. And, you know, last week we had a great guest on, and Dr. Kathy Forty, and she was, you know, kind of in the same vein of the mystical, well, I guess mystical is not the right word for it, but she had a near death experience and came back changed, and really was trying to help people in her psychology practice. So, I mean, it's really fascinating. So yeah, I don't know. Do you want to respond to any of that?
Definitely. So, like this guest who had a near death experience come back changed, want to help people. That's another example of awakening consciousness, moving beyond limited linear time construct and how it's physical. If it's not palpable, it doesn't exist. The same thing with our mission. You know, I decided, even as an advanced intergalactic being, I mean, Arcturians are known as one of the most spiritually advanced and ascended intergalactic groups interacting with the Earth for well over 3 millions of years. And many of our people, or some of our people, come back into more starseed form. I chose to have a very specific physical form, a conduit, that will allow my direct soul aspect to be in the body so we can be on the planet and do something similar, but just in our own way, which is the acceleration of the consciousness, which is creating positive catalyst of evolution. So we can finally, humanity can step out of this restricted incarnation wheel and 3D linear way of thinking about yourself as a past, present, future. You come, you live, you die, and that's it. This is absolutely an illusion. So the more we start, and the more of us in terms of positive, spiritually oriented intergalactic being comes in different shape and form, not only to give you validation that, yes, your experiences are real. Yes, you can make a difference. Yes, there's so much more to you. And we see you in that potential. So when we see what amazing people like this doctor, like both you and Michelle, being able to utilize your gifts to give a chance to others to speak up, to feel validated, then this is where we really create positive change on the planet. So absolutely.
Okay. I'm very interested, and I find the idea of healing frequencies, I find them very interesting, because I've always thought that, like, the pyramids in Egypt and things like that, these ancient sites were more about energy of earth and possibly healing energies. I don't know why, but it's been something I've been very much interested in over the last couple of years since we've gotten into this, and I've dug more and more into the ideas of, like, Graham Hancock and Randall Carlson, and looking back at ancient times, Atlantis and things like that. But I'm wondering if you can explain a little bit about how you do Arcturian frequency healing, and how does that work? What does all this entail?
Well, our Arcturian energy matrix healing, it's something that we have co-created, my delegation and I. So the Arcturian energy matrix itself, it's a holographic, more fifth dimensional, sometimes sixth dimensionally based, luminous template that allow us to work with someone in so many ways. We can adjust as it is appropriate. The body template, we can look into the past history as it relate to the lifetime of that person, the karmic implication. We can look at the soul matrix. The soul matrix connects to the heart center and the soul fractals. We can really create a multitude of possibility that will help that person to shift beyond either an ingrained paradigm, whether it's in some genetic markers from ancestral lineages. It can be also something that that person brought with them from another timelines, meaning another past life. We've seen example of people carrying some unresolved issue that comes from the Atlantean timeline. And the thing is that when you start to understand that you are really a multidimensional being, that means that all these multitude of you who have existed in different timelines or aspects or coexisting with you, you can have access to any of them to supporting you in this lifetime. We talk about the pyramid. Well, I just came back from Egypt recently, and I look at just the Great Pyramid of Giza, and right away I ask to understand what is it that this pyramid is about. And it is oscillator of pure energy, but not just for the earth. It is an oscillator of pure energy that, yes, works with the entire grid system of the planet, but also connects well beyond the planet. And these sacred sites that we've visited, some of them have some portals still active in them, and others are more dormant. And they tell the story, they tell the synergy of different phases of evolution throughout ancient Egypt and the different dynasty, the different level of evolution. But there's a palpable energetic movement at each of these sites. Some of these sites were using energy to bring and suck the life force energy of beings and being redistributed elsewhere. And others are more like oscillators that bring more intergalactic energies, even to the galactic core, back into the earth. So there's a multitude of purposes for these ancient temples. This is why the interweaving about, you know, energy frequencies, well, the body structure, Wayne, your entire body structure is pure energy in action. So when we look through our matrix or the holographic field, we look at the human template as just pixel that coexist with each other. So we can detect what aspect has a distortion, what is the source point of the distortion, and what can be done to readjust that field. Because once the luminous template is reintegrating, Well, the body consciousness start to decode the language of that energy in terms of frequency and start to reattune itself, because the body is super intelligent. It knows what to do with it. It's amazing.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Vivian Chauvet. And I need to pop this up here for Vivian. Friends with Monsters says, Earth is a school. Do you agree?
It's definitely a school of great experiences. Even for the masters who have returned, we're still learning what it feels like to be in this human experience. Remember, everything is an experience. Everything is an invitation. Nothing is in vain anymore. So in that sense, it is a great. Yes.
And Janice says that Vivian's voice and demeanor is so very calming and healing. Wow.
Well,
very good.
Thank you very much. That is because we speak as many.
So
one voice with many.
So I have talked with, well, Michelle and I have both talked with a lot of authors and people off the air, and they are 100%. And you wouldn't necessarily expect to hear this kind of rhetoric from people, but they are like 100% convinced that there is some kind of an alien hybrid agenda or program going on here in the US or and the world. And I got to ask you, what do you know about this kind of a hybrid program? And would we want to think about the hybrid program as something that's good, or is it more something that is kind of negative, or one, or is it both? I find it very fascinating, especially some of the authors and things that I've talked to who are 100%, they're abducting humans and taking hybrid fetuses from women and things like that. So your thoughts?
Well, my role has nothing to do to be as a whistleblower and or an historian or a decoding of 3D actual paradigm reality that's coming back to the surface. I have different purposes. But what I can tell you is the following, is there's what we are observing is there's a multitude of concepts that are coming back to the surface, more coming back to the consciousness of human beings. And some of the concepts are a bit intermingled with each other. There is a great difference between government structures with potential program with certain agendas versus very noble and higher divine soul agreement with other interstellar groups what needs the stability of the human genetic genome, the genetic material of DNA from the Earth humans in order to help their civilizations to evolve. There's a huge difference in between. Unfortunately, it's still at that point of the evolution on the planet. Those concepts are oftentimes put in the same bag or mixed together. And so you start to realize the difference as you start to evolve more on a conscious level, start to speak, connect with the advanced groups, those who have come to help as master teachers, friends, those who are part of your star families, and they will show you the true archives of the galactic record, like the great all of records. And you start to understand in the Earth and a multitude of generational lineages of human beings, I've been interacting with a multitude of interstellar groups, having some all kind of agreements, contract, where they work with each other. The issue is that when you come here, the soul goes into the veil of forgetfulness, and then there's morality, values, and then you start to embody more your 3D human personality with everything comes with it. Now we agree about what's normal here, boundaries, issues, what is moral, what is, you know, the values. So I have an understanding of it. But when you start to connect with other form of intelligence, they exist outside of your earth plane. It's a complete different approach. So our desire is to more like teaching, helping you to remembering what it feels like to truly communicate with other form of intelligence who are coexisting for thousands of years well beyond your earth plane. And they have no knowledge of understanding of emotional contract or emotional impact and so forth. Again, nothing to do with government structures, theory, things been going on behind the scenes. Yes, we understand that there's a lot to take on. Yes, we understand there's a lot has been revealed behind the scenes, and it can seemingly be a little bit misinterpreted along the way. But take the time to have higher discernment, because hybrid children in form of the women have visitation, the fetus is taken, has nothing to do with underground facilities and government. And I know you appreciate the difference here. It's huge.
Yeah. Do you think that the general human population is ever going to be able to grasp some of these concepts? Or is this just going to be an ongoing battle to try to get people to understand the differences in these realities and frequencies in a way that you see things? I find it very interesting.
Absolutely, Wayne. We have every fate. The moment you allow yourself to unwind from trying mental concept, fear mixed with curiosity, and all of this, the moment you start to unwind to this, and to start reopening to the truth of the essence of who you are, all of these concepts will become a lot clearer to you. So yes, we have absolutely every fate.
Okay, well, let's see. We're at 35 minutes already, and I know we gotta wrap it up here early with you. So I want to go into this book that you wrote, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, and ask you if you can give us a rundown on who or what these other beings may be. And the reason I ask is there seems to be a lot of consensus, at least on a couple of them, and that is that the grays are a type of automated creation, almost like an automaton, I've heard them called. They're kind of like the little worker ants of their leader or whatever. It seems to be more of like the mantis type of being who is a leader of the grays. And then there's the reptilians that seem to be more of a darker, malevolent type of being. Can you kind of clarify some of that? And just real quick, Janice asks, can you show the book cover, please? So I will pull that up online here. Give me 1 minute, Janice. But Vivian, if you want to dive into that.
Yes. So first and foremost, as much as I would like to take credit, I am not the author. I have made a contribution to the Arcturian section. But because the author is a gentleman who I respect and love, I have agreed to post it on my website. And it does says a contribution made. But the author, I am not the author. What I can tell you is that there will be a documentary coming up most likely next year, 2024, based on the book. I know because I gave a series of interview for the book. There you go. Yes, that's the one. Then if you scroll down a little bit, you will see. There you go. You will see Craig Campobasso is the amazing author. And I've made a contribution. It includes a contribution by Vivian Chauvet in the Arcturian section. So there's a lot of opinions or views on this book that is based on a multitude of people who made contribution impossible for this book. Now, let me ask you this. If an intelligence comes to you and says, Wayne and Michelle, can you really affirm that all human beings are heavy, stuck in density, non-intelligent, and have non-compassion. Can you honestly say yes to that? And the answer is absolutely not. We agree. Because Correct. It is impossible to condemn or to judge an entire civilization based on the action of a group of them. Well, in the light of perspective here, in a higher perspective, with peace and empowerment, yes, reptilians overall, we have worked with them or deal with them for a long time. As Arcturians, believe us, we know all about them. Yes, they are a very intense being. They have a very strong sense of self. At the same time, they are those who can be loving and have the capacity and have reached a higher level of light. Unfortunately, for the Earth historical point of view, and still enduring to this day, this group of renegade reptilians who have chosen to claim the Earth as their playground, they have been really heavy and very difficult. They have been on my tail ever since I came back to the planet. They always call me by my name. Oh, you Arcturians, what are you doing? Oh, no, you're still on the planet. Yes, I am. They don't like me. That group don't like me. But their civilizations, those who have evolved beyond that renegade state, understand our purposes. It's the same thing with the Draconians. They are those who are really heavy duty. And believe me, we have been dealing with them for a very long time. They too are on my tail. Ever since I came back to the planet, they don't like Arcturians because they know the power and the capacity of what we can do. But at the same time, I have worked with many Draconian star seeds. And also, we work with the High Council of Draco, and the new generations also sees what these renegades have done for thousands of years. And I can assure you that they are absolutely appalled to what has been going on. This is why the many other star seeds are coming back to the planet to help to balance all of it. The same thing with those from Zeta Ridiculi, and a huge umbrella you call the Grays. Well, it's very complicated. Many of them are organic beings. They're not just robotic, soulless, and little workers, slaves to these renegades group. Some of them are really profound beings, and they have simply had a lot of history where they needed assistance to stabilize their genetic lineage so they can evolve beyond what they have known. And yes, they are known, those of them who are more on the opposite side, where they work with the renegades group of the fragmented, with the renegades group of the Draco and the reptilians. Same thing with the fragmented beings. Those are the royal order, the high council. They emanate a golden light. There's those who are very advanced. They're beautiful healers. They're loving beings. They know who I am. We know who they are. And so again, it's looking at a perspective of, is it representative of an entire civilization? I will be the first one as a Arcturian emissary to really stand up for humanity. If other group comes to us and says, we don't want to deal with human beings, I would say, aha, get to know them. Get to know the potential. Do you know what we love the most about you? What we love the most about you is your true capacity for love and compassion. Those are great virtues that you carry within you. Sometimes you forget, but when you come back to it, you're unlocking a potential that has no equal. And it's true. We can see it. So my role is to bring balance and to start to really shift an entire planet into a reascension process. This is why I chose to be in a physical form. It would have been so much easier for me, Wayne, to stay in my Arcturian avatar self. I've already ascended. I'm an old being. I don't have any karma to clear here. I came because we saw the huge potential in the timeline, and we know that Gaia is on the verge of a huge shift. That means you have the potential to be on a huge shift as well. Why do you think there's so many intergalactic beings here?
Yeah, that's a good question. How does one know? I mean, how do you know whether you're a starseed or one of these citizens now in human form? Is there a contact that takes place? Do they get in touch with somebody like you And you can tell whether that somebody's one of these beings, or how does that work?
Well, it's a beautiful question because it's a very organic process. When you are starseed, and I know there's many who would be listening to that, when you are starseed, that you are a soul emanation or a soul spark, and you've come back, where you're representing an intergalactic group, so an interstellar group, same semantic, there's a clear knowingness at the soul level. Usually, I would say 90% of the case, this is just a reference here, that since a young age, people will feel I am profoundly different. I think, I perceive things. I have certain ability. I'm empathic. I'm energy sensitive. I feel a calling of the stars. I feel like I've been left behind on the planet. I feel my family is not really my family. Where are my parents? Where are my siblings? Where are my tribe? And all these questions after time will come from a soul, deep soul search. And I know that many people will feel different. So that's a bit at another level. We feel different because perhaps you have chosen a path where you were meant to awaken and become a way shower around you. But when you are a star seed and you represent, whether it's the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Arcturians, Andromedan, Alpha Centauri, the Lyrans, and name them, Venusian, name them. You know it in your soul. You know it. It's part of who you are. Yes, you may get clarification in terms of what is the soul ancestry and the alignment. But truly, you just you need to ask. Clear your mind. Clear the clutter of the mind that simply asks questions and then never is fully satisfied, because this is nothing to do with knowledge. It's just information. So empty your inner cup and ask within your heart, what else is possible for me? What else am I ready and willing to accept about myself? And then you start to unlock different facets of your natural state of who you are. Yes, in my case, I've always known I'm an Arcturian because I've known since I'm a little tiny little thing growing up and understanding that I'm here an observer and I'm going to understand certain human traditions so I can relate to you. And even in school, and I talk about it before, but it's fun. Even in school, I knew that what I was looking at is obsolete information, but it was necessary to go through the process so I can understand it. This is why I'm a perfect emissary for my work. I have to go through, I choose that. It is a choice that I made. Yes, there's many Pleiadian on the planet, and it's very true.
Okay, so moving along here, just so that we can keep going and get you out on time, what is the quantum DNA field?
It relate to what? What is the background of your question?
I saw it mentioned in your press pack about the quantum DNA field, and just was curious as to what that was in reference to. I've never heard this before.
Okay. This is in reference to the quantum aspect of your DNA template. So if you look at your DNA template, we all, overall, people agree or have accepted that you're shifting into a more six double helix configuration, which we call the 12 strand. But into the 12 strand, you also have a 12 level of interdimensional corresponding point to those strand. And when you start to tap into that energy or the memory field of your DNA, you start to move into a more quantum field. What it means is that, in simple terms, is that your DNA template, it's a field of infinite archives that you can really tap into or in tune with it on a quantum level. And you will see as more and more and more your consciousness evolve, your body templates start to get less density, carry more light. You start to reopening your own channels, memory connectors, your micro tunnel of connections and communications. Well, your DNA template is shifting in corresponding to that. So it's going to start to move into that quantum field that has been with you all along, and how you're able to read at Quantum Field, it's like reading, if you would, in simple words, reading multidimensional being that books, multidimensional books that coexist in the etheric field. But you would say, but those books are non-existent to you just yet, but they're there. So it's a little bit of that correlation of the way we see the consciousness of that template shifting more in a quantum way. So in simple words, that's just an essence of it.
Okay, very interesting. Now, you had mentioned Atlantis, and I am fascinated by this idea of Atlantis. In my knowledge of what I've been able to dig up and read on and stuff is that the Atlanteans were a very advanced people, and they were a ways back. So I'm curious as to if I can get your knowledge a little bit to add into what I'm kind of learning about this. What is your knowledge or connection with this former civilization and what happened with them?
I love the Atlantean myself. I still work with them, the Atlantean masters. In fact, I was in Santorini also recently working with the Atlantean oceanic grids, and we did some repair and restoration on that level. Well, Atlantis, in a very common sense, we know that it's been five cycles until they reached the golden age, and then that came to a completion. So the Atlantean were coexisting with the Earth plane in a form that it was, think of it as the ideal future human beings in their complete divine aspect, where they were complete oneness, utilizing extraordinary mental faculties for healing, whether it's crystal template or the crystal temple, whether it's the temporal dimensional portal to bring in other interstellar group, connecting with a multitude of consoles, they were completely in harmony, in coexistence with a celestial being that you call the Earth. So the Atlantean, yes, there are many Atlantean as old soul today, for sure, but there's also a lot of healing that is taking place around the Atlantean old souls. Because this project coming into five cycles, by the time the fifth cycle was coming to a completion, well, those souls carry a tremendous amount of guilt, sadness, grief. And so even today, when we come across these old soul that has an Atlantean soul ancestry, these old energies needs to be resolved, because otherwise it overlap in their life today and their ability, how they trust themselves, and the feeling of like you're holding the world on your shoulders. So the Atlantean was designed to stay in that higher vibrational aspect, where the Earth would have been staying in a more ascended form of herself and shift back naturally into the higher universal harmonics. But like anything else, there was interference. The ego mind started to kick in, thinking about, and we're better than prime creator. We can disconnect ourselves from the heart center and utilizing more mental energies to control very highly evolved tools or crystal or templates and other form of knowledge. So what happened is that the misuse and the miscreation create a distortion in the field, to make it very simple. And then, of course, we know what happened to Atlantis. This is why also Wayne and Michelle, why so many souls from the Atlantean timeline have come back today, to ensure that the same distortion is completely avoided, to avoid repeating the same mistake in the past, which is, in essence, release the control of the lower mind and bring yourself back into your higher mental faculties, bridge with the heart. This is not a cliche. It's a really piece of wisdom, a key, if you would, to unlock the next level of your evolution. So in essence, this is part of the Atlantean project. Plus, I remember being there, but I was an intergalactic being. I was not an Atlantean being. But I remember being there, interacting with others who were there. And I have quite a fondness of the Atlantean timeline.
Okay, well, I see that we're getting close to that time, and I would really like you to talk and tell us a little bit about your Guiding Grace series of books. Can you kind of give our audience an overview of those books, what they could expect to find in them, and let us know a little bit about them?
That's very kind of you. Thank you so much, Wayne. Absolutely. So I have been so active with my healing work that I never had a time so far to really sit down and create a book of my own, which I will. It's part of my project. But what I had a chance to do is to be part of a collective of authors. And that series, volume 1 and 2, as you mentioned, it's really beautiful authors who came together in the synergy to bring in the wisdom of the heart and understanding of through their own experiences and their own series of awakening, and how can we achieve that even through family connections, ancestral lineage, everyday life. Of course, for us, we brought intergalactic wisdom. Of course, we did. So if you look at each book, it's really an invitation as a journey through space and time, through a multitude of realities of each co-author brings, and allowing yourself to extract a multitude of keys of learning, validation, emotional connection, wisdom, and see how you can utilize those keys to supporting you and your life. And it's been a really beautiful project. The books are already available on Amazon. And in fact, for both books, we won some awards. One even for in a category of masculine spiritual awakening for the Golden Legend. And for the Wisdom of the Silver Sisters, we won an award with a Speak Up Talk Radio, the Firebird Award for a new discovery and inspirational book. So they're really beautiful books, volume 1 and 2. They're already on Amazon. Their link is directly on my website. You can just click here. The same thing with the other, the Almanac is also on Amazon. And I'm looking forward for the documentary coming up next year. And what you're showing right now, this movie, Extraordinary, The Revelation, is part of J3 film series. That says number 3. And I was interviewed for the movie. And so we bring the presence of the Arcturians, the presence of advanced intergalactic wisdom during my segment on ascension and how the ET presence can really supporting us. Now, there's some aspect of the documentary and a little bit of fear-based. But like anything else, use your discernment. We brought in the contribution that we felt was the best, but it was up to the director at J3 Film to see what direction he wanted to give. And I have hours of footage that we gave absolutely phenomenal interview for the documentary, but only a segment was brought in. So it's just, again, another perspective on the topic.
Yep. Well, that's awesome. And so before you go, Janice has made a request. If we can all send Michelle healing energy with Vivian before we go. So Vivian.
Yes, absolutely. With joy. Thank you. Thank you so much, Janice. It's been on my heart. With Michelle's permission in her heart and with your higher self, imagine yourself surrounded by this beautiful vibrational healing frequencies going into every cell of your body, speaking of health and vibrational alignment to every organs, including sinuses, frontal lobe memories, your occipital, clearing your field of past history, allowing yourself to return into a higher vibrational health energies. And remember that your body is attuned to those vibrational health energies because the body speaks the language of energy, and energy is light. Just feel it. Imagine trillions of all of your cells coming in harmony to form a new template of complete health, balance, joy, vitality. Whatever was offending to you through the sinus is released. Bring peace to your heart, Michelle. And so it is.
Oh, thank you very much for that. So, all right, Vivian, it's been an honor. I'm sad we got such a little bit of time to talk, but we'll see about setting something up to have you come back on. And before you go, where can listeners find you? And do you have any speaking engagements or anything like that coming up soon?
Oh, yes, I'll have a bunch, especially next year, 2024. Best way, my website, infinitehealingfromthestars.com, like it shows on the screen. Everything is listed there. We have our online Patreon members, our community with membership, our Arcturian holographic group healing every month. I'm going to be speaking remotely at the Ufology World Congress in Mexico. Yes, but remotely because I'm unable to be there physically. But next year, I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo in LA. I'm going to be at the Sedona Ascension Retreat Conference with Susan Ross in March of 2024. I'm on a panel with Ruben Langdon, and I'll be doing a workshop with the ancestors. I'm going to be traveling also internationally. I'm going to be going to Switzerland, Australia, Brazil, and other places. So there's going to be a lot coming up for next year. But we're going to stay in touch with us. You want to work with us. Our online Patreon community is the best. And then we offer a lot with meditation series, workshop, Arcturian group healing. There's so much we do.
Well, it's been awesome and a pleasure to have you on the show. So thank you very much. And we hope to speak to you very soon.
That would be wonderful. Michelle, you already well, you're perfect, you are vibrantly healthy. Wayne, thank you so much. You've been amazing. And both of you, thank you for your amazing work as well.
Oh, thank you, and have a good night.
Have a great night. We'll see you soon.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Vivian. And I want to make sure I get her name right. Chauvet. You don't pronounce the T. It is French. So, all right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back on with you live here and do some closing comments and take any comments or questions out of the chat. And then we'll wrap it up for the evening. So I'll see you guys in 4 minutes.
Traveling near New Boston, Michigan? Hungry? Well then, you need to check out New Boston Coney and Grill tucked away at 37005 Huron River Drive. With daily specials, homemade soups and desserts, and a staff that makes you feel like family, you will not be disappointed. Give them a try for dine-in or carry-out at 734-606-5313. You can find their page, including their menu, on Facebook. Bon Appetit!
All right, everybody, we're going to get that extra hour of sleep, people, because it is daylight savings time. So thanks, everyone, for joining in tonight. And I'll be releasing this in audible form or audio form probably tomorrow. So have a great night. And everybody, remember, keep those eyes to that sky. Have that phone ready to make a video. See ya.
You have been listening to the Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters podcast. You can reach us at mi.ufo.podcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at mi_UFO and join our Facebook group by searching for Michigan UFO Sightings and Paranormal Encounters. So until next time.